Welcome back. It is the afternoon show, live from Chickies and Pete's. Baseball's better at Chickies and Pete's, pregame, in-game, or a postgame Pete's. Find a location near you online at chickiesandpete's.com. I mean,
you said a new show starts Tuesday?
I guess a new show starts Tuesday.
Yeah, well, it was nice working with you guys.
You're never coming down.
That's a shame. It's a shame we never got a chance to do the show, and this new show is replacing us on Tuesday.
Yeah. Wow. So, I guess we'll see what's happening Tuesday.
Yeah.
I thought the camera was doing an all right job in the morning, but I guess management felt opposite. So I guess we'll see what happens Tuesday.
But, yeah, I guess.
I guess we'll see what happens.
Whatever.
I know. But listen, big night down here. And Chickies and Pete's is packed, by the way. A lot of Phillies. A lot of Eagles stuff, or a lot of Sixers gear. Some Sixers jerseys, Phillies hats, which I appreciate.
Supporting both tonight, yeah.
Yeah. So Wells Fargo Center is going to be on fire. A playoff-like atmosphere against the Orlando Magic, which I still can't.
Return of Markelle Fultz.
Name five Magic.
Fultz, Suggs, Gary Harris, Paolo Banchero.
Yeah,
there you go.
Is Bobo still there?
No, I don't think so.
He's not there?
All right, relax back there, Ben Kenny.
I'm like, man.
Wendell Carter Jr.?
Oh, yeah, Wendell Carter Jr., yeah.
Franz Wagner? Mo Wagner?
You got both Wagner brothers. Wagner.
Jonathan
yeah,
Isaac?
I know what it is.
Jonathan Isaac is somehow
still
there.
Oh, yeah, Jonathan Isaac is still in the league?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's playing pretty well.
No, the Magic, I was actually early on the Magic this year, and then I started losing money gambling, so, you know, I wasn't paying much attention to my Magic games, but I was early. Jalen Suggs, I need to be a Sixer one day, Spike. He's a perfect Sixer.
Yeah,
he actually
he's
good
a
Josh
baller.
Hart.
Yeah, he's
actually
a baller.
Actually good Josh Hart. And the Phils, Bailey Falter on the mound tonight. Former Philly back in action here at CBP. We will get everyone ready for the game tonight with leading off coming up around 5:35. But it's time for what we do every day around this time, and that is the top 5 and 5 today with Ben Kenny.
All right, Spike, I'm glad you're here for this one because I need you to address one of these. It is Masters Friday, talking about Tiger earlier.
Spike's favorite tournament.
No, I'm not asking about the golf part.
Okay,
but
good.
It does bring up one tradition that I think needs to go away. So I have the five traditions in sports that I think it's time to get out of our, you know, year-to-year going through all this. And number five, we start with what I need Spike's opinion on, and that is the Yankees. Who still, I mean, I know why, but I don't get it. No facial hair, no actual hair behind or under the shoulders. Still like this, you know, holier than thou. We're the Yankees. We're better than everybody. Got to shave everything when you come over here. I don't
The mustache is still a clean look, though, for the Yankees.
Yes.
Austin Wells.
They don't make you shave the mustache.
No, the mustache can stay.
Yeah.
I'm actually pro the facial hair thing. I think it's kind of...
The Reds used to do that.
I think it's kind of funny at this point. The thing I hate about the Yankees is the roll call in right field, Spike. It's very loserish.
Well, can I be honest with you guys for one second?
Always. Sure. I would expect nothing less.
Okay. So the first thing is, and I, you know, Ben, you don't know this about me, but Ike and Jack do. I do not have a problem with rules. So, you know, when we moved into the new building there at 2400 Market Street, I told everybody they weren't allowed to wear shorts. I told everybody they couldn't eat in the studio.
That was a tough one for me. I wore shorts a lot.
I like rules. So I have no problem with the Yankees rules. Zero. None. But the honest part is, so I've been up here in New York for 3 years. You know, the WFAN is the flagship station of the Yankees.
Uh-huh.
You know, I worked a lot with the Yankees. You know, I'm just going to be honest. I was the last few years, would hope they win, cheer for them. It's going to be a little hard to shake the Yankees thing. I kind of...
Oh, my God.
Just a little bit.
I don't
want to
hear that.
No, don't even
cut that.
No wonder the new show is starting Tuesday, and you're already cut out of it. Yeah.
You know, I just... A little bit. Can I, as a backup or a second team?
Yeah,
they
can
your American League team.
You can have an AL team. That's fine.
Yeah, and they hate the Mets. So there's
and you
a little...
hate the Mets because your Twitter mentions?
Yeah, well, and the Yankees fans hate the Mets fans. I feel like that it's not counter to the Phillies. I just, when they play, it's not like I'm going to sit there and cheer for them. But when they play, I'm just, I would rather, you know.
You're a
bad
guy.
Yeah.
What if there's a Subway Series? Or not no, Subway then, Series. What if there's Yankee? I know. Relax. What if there's a Yankees-Phillies World Series like 09 again?
An Amtrak series. Then I would cheer for the Phillies. Phillies primary. Grew up with the Phillies. Phillies primary. But I'm just saying, the last few years, it's going to take a minute. I'm not getting rid of the hats, I guess is what I'm saying. I'm not going to wear them to work.
Oh, okay.
You know.
I got you.
I think.
Well, I mean, Yankee hats are really about fashion, too.
Right? Yeah.
You can get away with a Yankee hat.
For sure. Yeah.
You can't get away with a Mets hat, but you can get away with a Yankee hat.
And even AI with his short statue, like he can get away with the Yankees hat. But, you know, I think it's okay having an AL team, Spike, because, I mean, Ike damn near roots for the entire AFC. I mean, he's got Jets, Bills, Chiefs, Ravens, Bengals. I mean, how many more can we work into the
Well, it's not my fault.
Dolphins.
It's not my fault. A lot of the coaches are in the AFC that I played for.
I would say Dolphins are in there. They're six. We can keep going. I mean, Ike roots for the whole conference.
Houston's a new team.
What, did they have a coach over there?
No. I like D'Amico, and I like C.J. Stroud.
Nah, that doesn't count. I need a little bit of sweat equity with Ike Reese. You got nothing. I mean, D'Amico, I think you may cross paths, but you sweat with some of the other coaches. I'll give you them. You don't get to claim the Texans either. What's number four?
Number four, and I guess Ike is our resident NASCAR expert.
It's true.
The milk jug after the Indy 500. Maybe somebody smarter can explain this to me. I don't know why they do it. It kind of looks weird. I don't know why anybody would, like, actively volunteer to chug milk after they win something.
Well, by the way, Ike is a NASCAR expert, not an IndyCar expert.
Not an IndyCar. It's the same thing. Formula One.
It's not the same thing.
No, it's not the same thing. It is not the same.
Not even close.
They all turn left.
Listen, there's only one gearhead here at the station, and that's me.
Is gearhead even a term?
Yeah, yes. Gearhead. Yeah, oh, yeah. I have no idea why they pour milk or drink milk like that after they win a race. I have no idea.
It's a tradition. What's your issue with some traditions?
Well, I clearly have issues with them.
I can tell.
What is my issue? I don't know. I just don't think that should exist.
Oh, but you love the Masters.
Well,
like
we're getting to the Masters because there's part of it that has to go away.
Believe it or not, he's only on number four.
Yeah. I'm trying.
What's number three?
Number three. I don't get why we throw hats on the ice or other objects when people score hat tricks.
It's a hat trick.
Okay.
A moron.
I know why, but it's stupid. $50 hat you have on your head, that's gone. You're delaying the game. All the refs have to come out and pick it up.
Are you miserable?
No, I just don't get why we
young.
Do it.
You're too young to be as ornery.
Why can't they just get back to playing hockey?
Because the hat trick.
All right, so
you would have hated being in Detroit. They threw octopus on the ice.
Yeah.
Well, real octopus?
Yeah.
During the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's a pain. That's actually too far. We don't need an octopus on the ice. Plus, imagine an octopus in Detroit.
Yeah, don't ask me why. I just
it's
know
not fresh.
Yeah, it's not fresh. You getting it out of one of the lakes?
Yeah.
Is one of the Great Lakes by Detroit?
Yeah, Lake Michigan.
All right, never a doubt. Just asking a question. I'm here to ask questions. I want to make sure. Detroit is in Michigan.
Or might be. I could be wrong. That may not be Lake Michigan. It's up there. It's in Detroit.
Wait, so it's Lake
Superior. Well, it is the river that divides Detroit from Canada.
Right.
You just take a tunnel under the water to get over to Windsor, Canada. I don't know if that's Lake Michigan, though, that's right there. That could be something else.
Spike, can you name the Great Lakes?
No, probably can't. Let's see. Lake Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Lake Illinois.
Nope.
No.
Not even
Lake.
Close.
That's Lake Erie.
Yep.
Lake Erie.
Hey, there you go. Lake Superior.
Lake Huron.
Lake Michigan.
Lake Ontario.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Lake Superior, Michigan, Huron, Erie. And Ontario. No Lake
and of course
Illinois.
The famous Lake Illinois.
Yep. Who can forget Lake Illinois? Good stuff. What's number two?
All right. Number two traditions that it's time to get rid of from sports are the wave. And it's not really a tradition in some places. It is actually at Wisconsin football games, which is why I bring it up. But also at Phillies games.
Dude, you're the only person that knows it's at Wisconsin. Why don't you get rid of jump around, too?
Oh, yeah. Get rid of that.
Yeah.
I'd be kind of okay with that, to be honest.
You are miserable.
No, but the wave is the worst. It's all the fans that are at the game actively telling everyone they don't care about what's going on. They just want to get up and cause havoc and cause movement. You're saying that you're bored.
They want to have fun at the game. Not everyone's there the game is supposed to be fun.
Like, if the game isn't fun, then why are you going?
It's called interacting. I mean that's what it's crowd interaction. Try it sometimes, Ben. When's the last time you've been to the game?
Recently, actually. I went last weekend. It was a lot of fun.
Do you mean a baseball game or basketball?
No, baseball.
Okay, do you stand up when there's two strikes on the opposing team batter?
Of course.
Okay. I don't know. That's crowd participation.
Yeah. Ben, when was the last time you smiled?
That's a good question.
Yeah, Ben, Fritz warned me about you. I told him.
Oh, yeah,
Jack.
Dude, Spike, this dude is 65 years old. Yeah. I mean, in a 25-year-old person's body.
Furious.
I said to Jack, you know, Ben Kenny, I don't know him very well. He seems sharp. And Fritz was like, he's miserable.
Well, you should hear number one.
Endorsement.
Yeah, this will go well.
This will go well. What's number one?
Number one is the Masters Par 3 contest. It was added as this cool thing at the beginning of the tournament where all the golfers get out and they mosey around and they hit par 3 shots. Awesome. I'm sitting here producing the Phillies game on Wednesday and I look up at the monitor for a second and it's just everybody's 5-year-old kid running around hitting golf shots. And it's like if you're going to hold some kind of fun exhibition or competition, like, do it with the golfers. I don't need to tune in to see their wives and kids hitting shots. They act as if the golfers are the only people in the world that have families. It's unbelievable.
This might be the worst one of the five right here.
Yeah,
just,
bro.
Just so,
come on, man.
So miserable.
Yeah.
Why can't they just let the kids go have some fun?
Yeah, why are you just
kidding? What do you want?
Why let the family have some fun? No. They got to follow these guys around on a golf course. They rarely get to see their significant other, their dad, because they're traveling, they're on tour, they got to practice all the time. You're gone 6 days out of the week, right? And now they get to actually partake in it's like take your kid or your wife to work day. That's what it really is. And you know, for a half a day, they get to get out there and see what dad does for a living and experience it. And it's a memory of a lifetime, and you want to ruin it, Ben.
Cat got your tongue?
No, I'm here. Yeah, I know. It doesn't have to be on ESPN for 6 hours, though.
You know, like, I don't think it was on for 6 hours.
Well, on ESPN Plus.
It felt like it.
Well, what do you want ESPN
for
Plus for? You know, I mean,
for golf. For the golfers golfing.
The tournament hadn't started yet, Ben.
You don't want Bryce Harper's family to come out and take batting practice on ESPN for 6 hours. You want to watch Bryce Harper take batting practice.
But you watch Bryce Harper Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday in the tournament.
Yeah, because I like watching Bryce Harper.
Let me guess. You also hate the fact that Jack Nicklaus and Gary Player, some of those guys that are too old to even pick up clubs, they're out there, they swing, it's like a ceremonial thing. You against that too?
You hate old people?
No, I like that a lot, actually. I think it's a nice touch.
That's good. That's good. All right, there it is, top 5 of 5 with Ben Kenny. Spike, I'm glad you're here.
Pretty good, Ben. That was a pretty good one.
Speaking of older people, Howard Eskin threw out a first pitch last Friday. What was your quick synopsis of that?
Well, two things. I guess three things. The headline is, what a failure. The two things underneath it were, A, he told us he was going to throw the pitch from the rubber, and he was standing in front of the mound, which is not 60 feet 6 inches, unless something has changed in the last, you know, couple of months that I don't know about. And the second thing is the pitch was a disaster. Like, he bounced it, right? Or he was wide by about 3 feet?
Oh, definitely was wide, yes.
Yeah. What's he doing? He said he was throwing – he threw 60 pitches the day before.
Which is a lie, obviously. I mean,
well, either that or maybe does he need Tommy John surgery? Do we need to get him – is there something wrong there?
Seriously, yeah.
Physically?
Well, you heard the other excuse, right? About
the earthquake?
The earthquake, yeah, the aftershock.
Yeah. Just excuses out of that guy. Take responsibility. We need to hold him accountable. He told us what he was going to do. It was obvious. And I had, of course, I had a mole in the stadium taking video.
So we could
make sure that we have it. I'm not going to miss out on on something like that. Just like his commencement speech, we will have, you know, secret people in the room there recording that as well when he gets his doctorate.
I just want Elliot there to ask questions.
No free lunch around here. No free lunch.
I want Elliot there with his hand raised the entire time while Howard is giving his speech. It would be perfect. This segment sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. We got Phillies baseball coming up in a little bit. We got leading off next segment. But I wanted to play this because this came out of nowhere. Last night, you know, all of a sudden, the big fella, the GOAT, could be thinking about making a return. Tom Brady talking about returning to football. Here's him last night.
One day there's a situation, right? Maybe it's the 49ers, maybe, you know, heading to the playoffs. Offense is great.
Patriots, somebody, Raiders, look, could be, you never know.
God forbid somebody goes down. Would you pick up that phone?
I'm not opposed to it. If they would, I don't know if they're gonna let me if I become an owner in the NFL team, but I don't know if, I don't know. I'm always gonna be in good shape. I'll always be able to throw the ball. So to come in for a little bit, like MJ coming back, I don't know if they let me, but I wouldn't be opposed to it.
I would welcome back Tom Brady with open arms.
Why?
Because I like watching Tom Brady play.
Not the latest version of him.
He's still had a pretty good year. It wasn't the great Tom Brady, but he still had an all right year. I don't know.
That year was meaningless.
Well, it ended up causing him a lot of damage personally. It wasn't great.
Well, I just mean meaningless from they weren't very good. His numbers were sort of in blowout games. He had to throw just about every down. It's not Tom Brady. Tom Brady is synonymous with winning. I don't want to watch Tom Brady to watch a below average player on, like, he would have to be on a team that's loaded with talent to come back.
It would have to be, honestly, if Purdy got like a season ending injury or something like that.
Yeah, you would need a team like that.
Yeah. Do you think he comes back?
No. I mean, isn't he supposed to be getting ready to start broadcasting?
He seems excited.
He doesn't want to do that.
And possibly be an owner. Yeah.
He totally does not want to broadcast, right? I mean, like, he's excited for the upcoming season of calling games? Coming back.
You know, I said yes to that. Every once in a while you get offered something and you're so excited to be offered it that you say yes without really thinking about it. I'm sure it was
interesting.
Well, it was a big check. No, not me. Loser. It was a big check.
That's pretty good, Jack.
You know what? I'm done. Yeah, let Jack have that one.
Thank you.
He deserves that one.
I'll be here all week.
Yeah.
Justin's in
Tennessee. You'll be there till Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, new shows. The camera's on the hot seat.
Yeah.
Justin's in Tennessee. What's happening, buddy?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
What's up, Justin?
Doing great.
I tell you what, fight with that last jab in there. That's just wrong. In there till Tuesday. That's dirty right there, boys. I'm telling you. Real quick, I wanted to get in on the talk yesterday, but y'all had to go in the leading off park to get on. The Phillies. Jack doesn't overreact to the Phillies because it's 162 games.
Right.
It's not 17.
Steady
Eddie. That's why. That, yeah, exactly. I mean, what did they start out last year? Was it like 6-12 or 5-10 or something like that? And
they started 1-6 last year. 07 they started 3-10. So this is a massive improvement.
It is. You know, you're right at 500 or a game over, whatever it is. So I mean, and everybody knows. Yes, Jack is a Phillies guy. That's his first love. I'm an Eagles guy. I'm a football guy. Football is my first love. You have Eagles fans, then their second love is the Phillies or maybe the Sixers or whatever. But you have to be patient with a baseball season. You've got like 150 more games left. You cannot live and die on every game because it's not like the NFL. I mean, it's just not. You start out 7-5 in the NFL, chances in the playoffs were not very good. Okay, real quick, I got two things for you, Al. My brother-in-law, he went to the Masters this week. I know you and Jack are big golfers. And
We'll get down there one day, Justin.
Well, what would you see this menu item thing, and, you know, they've got these Pimento sandwiches for $1.50 and egg salad sandwiches for $1.50. You're thinking, this has got to be crap. My brother-in-law swears up and down, like, this is the best Pimento cheese and egg salad. Like, I would want to know, like, if you had $10 to spend, Ike, what would you get? Have you seen it?
Yeah, I saw the menu. I can't remember everything that's on there. $10, I got to go two glizzies, right? I got to give me two dogs. Got to.
Right.
And I'm still $8. I still got $8 left to spend.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's probably
I don't think anything was over $2.
No, and listen, it's probably the best egg salad sandwich. If $2 at a sporting event?
Yeah.
Of course it's the best egg salad sandwich you'll ever have.
Yeah, I don't do egg salad.
I've had egg salad in like 15 years.
I don't do egg salad.
Ike's not a mayo guy. Ike doesn't like any. You know what? I'm not even going to say that because you were going to give me a pause.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, no ditty.
Yeah. Oh, we're using that now?
Well, we're trying to work it in there.
It's in the rotation. Yeah. Oh, an Andre Iguodala jersey.
And we're coming. And Spike, Standing On Business is going to start to make a reoccurring appearance.
Yep.
Oh, AJ, I like Standing AJ started On Business.
You like Standing On Business?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, you can have that one.
I know you don't like that's crazy work, though, but crazy work is taking over.
No, actually, what's worse than crazy work is nasty work.
Nasty work.
Dude, nasty work is the worst thing that's happened to social. Yeah. Like it's these morons, like absolute morons use it. That's nasty work.
Nasty work.
WIP, edit again, nasty work.
That's the one that
my
I can't
God.
Handle.
Gross.
I can't handle nasty work.
Gross. I can handle Standing On Business. Nasty work is the worst thing that could possibly happen. 215-592-9494 is how you get in. On the other side, the text line, and we will kick off leading off. It's the afternoon show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.